AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Supreme Court restored former President Donald Trump to the presidential ballot for the 2024 election. His name was restored on some state primary ballots. Colorado and Maine were trying to remove Trump's name. In a statement, former President Donald Trump says the Supreme Court made the right call ahead of Super Tuesday.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
Trump also called on President Joe Biden today to close the U.S.-Mexico border through previously used policy.
Close the borders now. This is not sustainable for our country. It's not sustainable for our cities. Our country is under siege. This is a violent thing that you've done. And many people are dying.
At a news conference, Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy says an Air National Guardsman named Jax Teixeira posted top-secret documents to a public online forum named Discord.
Mr. Teixeira exploited his position of trust and accessed hundreds of classified documents. He then posted them on a social media platform.
There's chaos in Haiti. Powerful gangs are attacking key targets like prisons and most recently the main international airport as alliances are shifting. AP correspondent India Grant reports the goal is to topple the government of the country's prime minister, Ariel Henry.
U.S. President Joe Biden has refused to commit troops, although he has sent logistics and money. And Henry has promised elections in mid-2025. But he's made this promise before, so it remains to be seen whether elections will go ahead, and if they do, what impact they will have. Haiti is used to violence. But what happened at the weekend was a new descent into chaos.
This is AP News. Stocks edged lower on Wall Street at the start of a busy week.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks edged lower on Wall Street at the start of a busy week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its latest record high. The Dow fell 97 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gave up 0.4%. Later this week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will speak before Congress. What Powell says could sway expectations for when the Fed will start cutting interest rates. That's currently expected to happen in June. The latest monthly jobs report will also arrive at the end of the week. Macy's jumped more than 13%. Two investment companies raised their offer to buy the shares that they don't already own in the struggling retailer. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.22%.
Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. 16 states and one territory will hold presidential nominating contests. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.